Burton rapped out a violent no and stalked away. Collop shook his head sadly, but he continued to be as friendly as ever. Not without a sense of humor, he sometimes addressed Burton as his five-minute convert, not meaning the time it took to bring him into the fold, but the time it took Burton to leave the fold. At this time, Collop got his second convert, Goering. The German had had nothing but sneers and jibes for Collop. Then he began chewing dream gum again, and the nightmares started. For 2 nights he kept Collop and Burton awake with his groanings, his tossings, his screams. On the evening of the third day he asked Collop if he would accept him into the church. However, he had to make a confession. Collop must understand what sort of person he had been both on earth and on this planet. Collop heard out the mixture of self-abasement and self-aggrandizement. Then he said, "Friend, I care not what you may have been, only what you are and what you will be. I listened only because confession is good for the soul. I can see that you are deeply troubled, that you have suffered sorrow and grief for what you have done, yet take some pleasure in what you once were, a mighty figure among men. Much of what you told me I do not comprehend, because I know not much about your era, nor does it matter. Only today and tomorrow need to be our concern. Each day will take care of itself."